Number 4. An affidavit. By my own admission, the adjutant had been an affable man. He was aesthete, especially in his aesthetic affectation for pre-Raphaelite painters, whose works had affected him deeply as an adolescent. His affection for them saw him assigned to the American Embassy in Germany, and it was as a guest atop Hitler's Yeri that he'd come across what his affidavit states were the grandest works of art since the advent of painting itself. It was quite the admission on his part, from this man that I did so admire. He wasn't one to ad-lib and would admonish me when I did so. I was his advocate, the public defender of the man who would adopt me when I was but a young boy. I knew firsthand how much he did adore art, and what a temptation it must have been when presented with all the works that did adorn Hitler's Yeri. But to affiliate himself with Nazis was something even he had to have known was not advisable. He had a degree in aeronautics, and this, too, would see him look with a fair bit of adulation on the German war machine leading up to the war. What his government was so keenly interested in knowing more about as well. My father was an admix of emotions. What didn't see him adjust his thinking and acknowledge those he'd adulate were to be considered his country's adversary. He wasn't very adroit. He could be considered adventitious in his decisions at times, and I did argue that to adulterate his sentence. My advocacy, though, did bring him comfort in his adversity. It's just he had become an advert. What I feel did adumbrate what would come to pass. And with his becoming an advert, an example, he'd lose any aegis his peers might have lent him. It was with adjuration that I asked them to speak on his behalf, but to do so would have had an adverse effect on their careers. The judge that would adjudicate the case did eventually adjourn the trial to aerate the courtroom, and it was I who left my father in a room which would adjoin said courtroom, one just adjacent, yet far enough to hear the gunshot as a muffled thud. My feet raced towards that room, as if there'd been adhesive stuck to their soles. As an adjunct, I can only add it was an adherent of my nation's highest ideals who shot my father, for being a traitor to them.